Today's topic is the consequence of unbelief.
我们请弟兄姐妹打开圣经第生命记第一章第十九节到四十六节。
We ask that you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 19 to 46.
啊，请陈英姐妹上来念这段经。
Can I ask Sister Chen Ying to come up and read this passage?
Shenmingji, 第一章十九节到四十六节。我们照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大而可怕的旷野，往亚摩利人的山地去。到了加斯底巴尼亚，我对你们说，你们已经到了耶和华我们神所赐给我们的亚摩利人之山地。看哪，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你们面前，你们要照耶和华你们列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，不要惧怕也不要惊慌，你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一人。于是他们起身上山地去，到以实格谷窥探那地，他们手里拿着那地的果子下来，到我们那里回报说，耶和华我们的神所赐给我们的是美地，你们却不肯上去，竟违背了耶和华你们神的命令，在帐篷内发怨言说，耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中除灭我们。我们上哪里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又大又高，城邑又广又坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚内族的人，我就对你们说，不要惊恐也不要怕他们，在你们前面行的是耶和华你们的神，必为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样，你们在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等你们来到这地方，你们在这世上却不信耶和华你们的神，他在路上在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方，夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，只是你们所当行的路。耶和华听见你们说这话，就发怒起誓说，这恶世代的人连一个也不得见我起誓允许赐给你们列祖的美地，唯有沈弗尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所踏过的地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟从我。耶和华为你的缘故也向我发怒说，你必不得进入那地，伺候你嫩的儿子约书亚他必得进入那地，你要勉励他，因为他要使以色列人承受那地为业，并且你们的妇人孩子，就是你们所说必被掠掳的，如今日不知善恶的儿女必进入那地，我要将那地赐给他们，他们必得为业。至于你们，要转回从红海的路往旷野去，那时你们回答我说，我们得罪了耶和华，情愿照耶和华我们神一切所吩咐的上去征战。于是你们个人带着兵器争先上山地去了。耶和华吩咐我说，你对他们说，不要上去也不要征战，因我不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了，我就告诉了你们，你们却不听从， 竟违背耶和华的命令，擅自上山地去了。住那山地的亚摩利人就出来攻击你们，追赶你们如蜂拥一般，在西尔杀退你们，直到何尔玛，你们便回来在耶和华面前哭号，耶和华却不听你们的声音，也不向你们侧耳。于是你们在加底斯住了许多日子。
我们生命记一开始就把以色列人基本的问题暴露出来。
Deuteronomy from the start exposes Israel's problem.
那么这个问题就是他们对神的认识很肤浅。
And this problem was that they have very shallow understanding of God.
那么使到他们不顺服神的带领。
To the point that they refuse to obey God's leading.
也不相信神必定会实现他的应许。
And they did not believe that God will carry out His promises.
那么以色列人一意孤行。
And the Israelites followed their own way.
自以为是。
They thought much of themselves.
那么一连串的做错了不少的决定。
And they went through a series of poor decisions.
那么为了自己的不幸的行为，付出了惨痛的代价。
And because of their unbelief, they paid a great price.
本来他们很快就能够进入这个迦南地。
Initially, they could have quickly entered the land of Canaan.
但是他们自以为是。
But they thought of themselves more.
不相信神所说的。
They did not believe in God.
那么最后他们必须在旷野漂流40年的时间。
So in the end, they ended up wandering through the desert for 40 years.
我们刚才读那段经文是回顾以色列人在这个加底斯巴尼亚的经历。
And the passage I just read is what Israelites experienced
in Kadesh Barnea.
Kadesh Barnea.
那么当他们抵达这个加底斯巴尼亚之后
，And with after they went to Kadesh Barnea.
就提议派一些人进去窥探这个应许地。
They suggested that they bring sent some spies in to spy out the land.
摩西同意他们的提议。
Moses agreed to their suggestion.
就派了12个探子进去窥探这个应许之地。
So they sent 12 spies into the land to spy out the land.
探子回来报告说那地非常的美好。
The spies came back and said the land was great.
还带回了一些当地的土产来做凭据。
And they brought back some of the fruit of the land as proof.
可惜除了耶稣亚跟加勒
Unfortunately, beside Joshua and Caleb,
其余的探子都缺乏信心。
The rest of the spies had no faith.
不敢进去攻打这个应许地。
They dared not enter into the land and fight against the people.
他们认为自己的力量很微小。
They felt that their strength was small.
当地的人个子都很高大。
The people of the land were tall in stature.
我肯定不能够打胜他们。
For sure, they could not conquer them.
他们也对神产生怀疑。
And they began to doubt God.
甚至开始感觉到对神的不满。
And they began to feel dissatisfaction toward God.
神因此就惩罚以色列人。
And so God began to punish the Israelites.
他们认为他们没有资格进入这个应许之地。
They felt that they had no qualification to enter the promised land.
而以色列人就感到很害怕，因为神要惩罚他们。
And the Israelites were very afraid because they thought that God was going to punish them.
心里感觉到很惊慌。
And they were frightening their hearts.
所以就争先恐后要去攻打这个应许之地。
And so they decided to just go in and fight against the land.
但是圣经告诉我们，神没有与他们同在。
But the Bible tells us that God was not with them.
结果他们被敌人打得一塌糊涂。
And they were soundly defeated.
流落在旷野中。
And they were left in the desert.
我们在旷野漂流了四十年的时间。
And they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
我们刚才陈应姐妹读那段经文，我们可以分成四部分来看。
And the passage that Sister Shane just read, we could break it up into four sections.
我们以色列人离开了何烈山。
The Israelites left Horeb.
我们经过那大而可畏的旷野。
And they went through all that vast and dreadful desert.
我们来到这个迦南地南端的要寨。
To the a stronghold in the southern part of Canaan.
加底斯巴尼亚。
Kadesh Barnea.
摩西就鼓励他们要上去占领这个应许之地为业。
And Moses encouraged them to go and conquer this promised land.
因为神已经把这个应许之地赐给他们。
Because God has already given them this promised land.
但是以色列人却怀疑神的应许。
But the Israelites doubted God's promise.
那么从这个十九节到这个二十一节，我们可以看到几样真理的事情。
And from verses 19 to 21, we can see a few truths.
生命记第一章第十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19.
这里讲到我们照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见大而可怕的旷野，往阿摩利人的山上去，到了加底斯巴尼亚。
Then, as the Lord our God commanded us, we set out from Horeb and went toward the hill country of the Amorites through all that vast and dreadful desert that you have seen. And so we reached Kadesh Barnea.
请注意那红色的那句，照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的。
Please notice the words in red, as the Lord our God commanded us.
然后第二十一节同样的这样讲。
And then verse 21 also stated.
看啊，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在 你的面前。
See, the Lord your God has given you the land.
你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的，上去得那地为业。
Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, told you.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
所以照耶和华所吩咐所做的去做，这个是一个要句。
And so the key verse is as the Lord our God commanded us.
说明以色列人必须完全的相信神的带领。
So the Israelites must believe completely the leading of God.
凡事都要照着神的吩咐去做。
And all things must follow what God says.
如果应用在现今的时代的话。
If we apply it to modern day.
这也是我们信靠神。
This is also our trust in God.
行事为人的准则。
And the standard for our actions.
神说的必定是对的。
Whatever God said is right.
是最好的。
It's the best.
我们必须要去遵行。
We must follow it.
很多时候我们不敢相信神所说的。
Oftentimes we're fearful of believing what God said.
而使我们失去了神要给我们的福分。
And thus we lose the blessing that God had prepared for us.
这两几节经文讲到一个真理，就是要照着神所吩咐的去行。
These few verses tells us the truth that we must obey God.
那么除了这个真理，他也讲到神是最好的保障。
And besides this truth, it also tells us that God is our greatest security.
那么这群以色列人，他们最怕就是这个大而可畏的这个旷野。
And what the Israelites feared was that vast and dreadful desert.
和势力强大的阿摩利人。
And the powerful Amorites.
阿摩利人也称为是迦南人。
The Amorites were also called Canaanites.
那大而可怕的旷野就是这个西乃山，西乃半岛和巴勒斯坦南部那个沙漠。
And the vast and dreadful desert is referring to the desert that's between the Sinai Peninsula and also the southern part of Palestine.
这是一片很大的旷野。
This is a very great desert.
那么生命记八章十五节描述这个地方。
And Deuteronomy 8, chapter 5, verse 15, it describes this place.
那里有火蛇、蝎子。 干旱无水之地。
That thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions.
我们这个旷野虽然很可怕。
And even though this was a very dreadful desert.
但是神告诉他们，神将会与他们同在。
But God tells them that He was going to be with them.
神将会带领他们度过这个可怕的地方。
And God would lead them through this scary place.
同样的，阿摩利人很强大。
Likewise, the Amorites were powerful people.
但是神告诉他们说，神是万王之王，万主之主。
But God tells them that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
必定会帮助他们消灭这些敌人。
And He will help them to destroy this enemy.
所以以色列人必须要明白三件事情。
So the Israelites had to know three things.
第一，他们必须要专注在神的身上。
One, they must keep their focus on God.
第二，他们必须要相信神的应许。
Two, they must believe in God's promise.
相信神将会把这个应许之地赐给他们。
Believe that God will give them the promised land.
第三，他们必须知道神必与他们同在。
Third, they must understand that God will be with them.
所以摩西跟他们讲，你们不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
So, and Moses tells them, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
摩西计划就是暗示以色列人神将会与他们同在。
And this is a hint to the Israelites that God will be with them.
所以不需要害怕。
So they need not be afraid.
很多时候在那些很困难的情况之下。
Many times under difficult circumstances,
或者在一些不可能的事情之下,
or under impossible situations,
我们是否相信这位神?
Do we trust this God?
相信他会成全他的旨意?
Do we believe that He will accomplish His will?
所以当以色列人抵达这个加底斯巴尼亚的时候,
So when the Israelites came to Kadesh Barnea,
所以他们要求摩西让他们进去窥探这个应许之地,
Ask Moses for permission to go and spy out the land.
探地是人的意愿。
To spy out the land was the will of men.
以色列人对神的保证缺乏这个信心。
The Israelites had was lacking faith in God's promise.
所以不敢进去攻打这个应许之地。
So they did not dare to go in and take this land.
反而转向摩西。
Instead, they turned toward Moses.
要求进去窥探这个地。
To request permission to go in and spy out the land.
所以二十六节讲。
So verse 22 tells us.
你们都就进我来所说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地。
Then all of you came to me and said, "Let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us."
将我们上去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。
And bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to.
有些人认为去窥探这个地是理所当然的事情。
Some people think that to spy out the land is the obvious thing to do.
神吩咐人去打仗。
God commanded men to enter battle.
进去窥探这个地是合情合理的事情。
It's reasonable to go enter the land and spy it out.
但是圣经处处的暗示以色列人缺乏这个信心。
Yet, the Bible hints that where Israelites put their faith.
其实，打发人去，这个是人的意愿。
Actually, sending men to spy out the land was men's desire.
而不是出于神的吩咐。
It's not a command from God.
那么探子到那边地的时候
And when the spies entered the land,
他们都感觉到那个地非常的美好
They felt the land was wonderful
还带了一些土产来回来做证据
And they brought the produce of the land as proof
那么在第二十六节那边讲到你们却不肯上去竟违背了耶和华你们神的命令
But in verse 26 it saysBut you were unwilling to go up. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God.
如果我们看刚才所念那段经文
If we look at the passage that we just read,
以色列人不止违背了神的命令
The Israelites not only disobeyed God's command.
那经文也讲他们在帐篷里面发怨言
It also says that they complained in their tents.
那么发怨言是一种反射动词
And to grumble is a very negative thing.
啊，既发怨言的人被怨言所苦。
And those who grumble, they're bound by its bitterness.
啊，发怨言是一种消极的行动。
To grumble is a very passive action.
啊，是出于人的不信和反叛的心理。
It's out of unbelief and also rebellion.
啊，人越发怨言。
The more people grumble.
那么心里就越感到苦毒。
There's more bitterness in the heart.
所以以色列人埋怨神。
So the Israelites began to grumble against God.
他们就说神恨他们。
They start saying, the Lord hates us.
啊，想害死他们。
He wants to kill us.
啊，其实这句话在诗篇里面有讲到以色列人的怨言。
But in Psalm, it talks about the grumbling of Israelites.
啊，在自己帐篷内发怨言，不听耶和华的声音。
They grumbled in their tents and did not obey the Lord.
啊，诚然，当一个人发怨言的时候
，So when a person grumbles,
他是不会听到神的声音。
He cannot hear God's word.
我们以色列人感觉到自己失去了方向。
The Israelites felt that they had lost their direction.
他们说：“我们要上哪里去呢
？”They began to ask, "Where can we go?"
那么这个问题就显示以色列人失去了方向。
This question reveals that the Israelites have lost their direction.
啊，不知何去何从。
They didn't know where to go.
啊，同时他们也感觉到灰心丧胆。
And they were very downcast.
我们上哪里去呢
？Where can we go?
我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又高又大。
Our brothers have made us lose heart. They say the people are stronger and taller than we are.
啊，城邑又广大又坚固，高得顶天。
The cities are large with walls up to the sky.
啊，并且我们在那里看见亚纳住人。
We even saw the Anakites there.
所以以色列人感觉到很丧胆。
So and the Israelites were very fearful.
但是摩西告诉他们。
But Moses tells them.
神必坚固你们。
God will strengthen you.
我虽然以色列人违背神，埋怨神。
Even though the Israelites rebelled against God and grumbled against God.
然后摩西肯定他们，神必坚固他们。
Yeah, Moses assures them that God will be with them.
所以摩西讲，神必为你们作战。
And Moses says that God will fight for you.
在你的面前行的耶和华你们的神必为你们征战。
The Lord your God who is going before you will fight for you.
正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一切。
As he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes.
那么跟在神后面的人就表示他们顺服神。
For those who follow after God, that represents that they're in obedience to God.
啊，遵行神的道。
Following God's ways.
啊，并且接受神的保护。
And is protected by God.
所以这节经文讲神必为他们征战。
So here this verse says that God will fight for you.
那么说明神必亲自的为以色列人打仗。
Illustrating that God will personally fight for the Israelites.
那么圣经讲到耶和华是那些万军的元帅。
The Bible tells us that God is the head of all armies.
那么带领他的子民作战。
And he will lead his people into battle.
就好像他在埃及地的时候打败那个法老王。
Just as in Egypt, he conquered over Pharaoh.
啊，这个是以色列人曾经亲眼看过的。
And these are things that the Israelites have seen with their own eyes.
那么因此他们应当相信这位神。
Therefore, they should believe in God.
啊，顺从这位神。
And be obedient to this God.
啊，顺从他的带领。
Oh, be obedient to his leading.
啊，必称他为王。
And to call him king.
那么摩西也勉励他们。
And Moses also encouraged them.
他说神好像父亲一样看管他的孩子。
He said that God is like a father who watches over his children.
神将会供应他们的需要。
God will provide all your needs.
神将会保护他们。
God will protect them.
那么同时，摩西也告诉他们，神将会引导他们。
And Moses tells them God will lead them.
那么圣经里面讲到，当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候
，The Bible tells us that while the Israelites wandered in the desert,
那么在夜间有火柱的带领他们。
At night they were led by a pillar of fire.
那么在白天有这个营柱带领他们。
And during the day they were led by a pillar of cloud.
所以摩西跟他们讲。
So Moses tells them.
神必会引导你们。
God will lead you.
但是虽然摩西鼓励他们。
But even though Moses exhorted them.
虽然摩西告诉他们神将会坚固他们。
And even though Moses tells them that God will strengthen you.
但是以色列人却坚持的不信。
But the Israelites refused to believe.
那么因为他们不信，所以他们就失去了这个应许之地。
And because of their unbelief, they lost the promised land.
那么圣经告诉我们除了两个人。
The Bible tells us besides two people,
就是加勒跟耶稣亚
which is Caleb and Joshua,
所有的人都不能够进去迦南地。
None of the rest of the people can enter Canaan.
耶稣亚好像加勒一样
Joshua like Caleb.
他专心地跟随神。
He followed God wholeheartedly.
他相信神的带领和他的应许。
He believed God's leading and His promise.
我们知道耶稣亚是摩西的助手。
We know that Joshua was the helper to Moses.
也是将来的继承人。
And he was also the future leader.
所以神吩咐摩西要勉励耶稣亚。
So God told Moses to encourage Joshua.
使他有勇气和力量带领以色列人进去这个迦南地。
So that he would have courage and strength to lead the people into the land of Canaan.
以色列人知道得罪了神。
The Israelites realized that they had offended God.
那么就争先恐后的要进去攻打这个迦南地。
And so they decided to enter the land of Canaan anyway.
我们做父母的都知道。
As parents, we know.
有时候我们管教孩子的时候。
Sometimes when we discipline our children.
他们不听话的时候。
When they refuse to obey.
当他们被管教之后。
And after they were disciplined.
下次我不敢了。
Oh, next time I won't do it.
以色列人就是这样。
Israelites were like this.
但是神没有与他们同在。
But God did not go with them.
所以他们当神没有跟他们同在的时候。
So even though when God was not with them.
他们就不能进去攻打这个迦南地的人。
They're not able to enter the land of Canaan and fight the people there.
在刚才我们看那段经文最后一节的时候。
When we read the passage at the last part,
那么这里讲到这个以示你们在加底斯住了许多日子。
There it says, and so you stayed in Kadesh many days.
那么这句经文的意义有点含糊。
This part is very vague.
那么这句经文也没有很清楚的交代。
And it did not clearly express its meaning.
所以当以色列人被打败之后
So after the Israelites were defeated,
他们在加底斯住了一个时间
They stayed in Kadesh many days.
时间长短没有说明
How long, how short, it didn't say.
可能是几个月的时间
Perhaps it's a few months.
也可能是很长的时间
Or perhaps it's much longer.
那么对于以色列人来说
But for the Israelites,
这个失败的经验使到他们感觉到很多事情都不清楚。
The experience of defeat caused them to be unclear about many things.
那么忽然间他们感觉到前途好像很渺茫。
Suddenly they felt like though their future was very dim.
这就是因为他们的不信。
And this was because of their unbelief.
而要付出这个惨痛的代价。
And the pitiable result of their unbelief.
不相信神是很严重的事情。
It's a very serious thing to not believe in God.
那么从圣经一开始到结束。
From the beginning to the end of Scripture.
我们可以看到圣经所强调的就是要信这位神。
We see the emphasis of Scripture is to believe in God.
当人不相信这位神的时候。
When men do not believe in God.
他们必须要付上这个惨痛的代价。
They must pay a very serious price.
如果我们看新约圣经的福音书的时候
If we look at the New Testament, the books of the Gospel.
我们圣经里面讲到耶稣基督经常教导门徒。
The scripture says that Jesus often taught his disciples.
啊，甚至责备门徒。
Even rebuking them.
啊，责备他们的不信。
Rebuking them for their unbelief.
我记得有一次，啊，门徒跟耶稣在船上的时候。
I remember one time when the disciples were with Jesus in a boat.
那么突然间，这个啊，海上起了风暴。
Suddenly there was a great storm in the water.
然后门徒就感觉到很害怕。
And the disciples became very fearful.
那么他们就吵醒耶稣说，主啊，难道你不管我们吗？
They woke Jesus up and said, Lord, don't you care?
门徒不相信耶稣是那位神。
The disciples did not believe that Jesus was God.
所以我们看到圣经讲到耶稣使到这个海平静下来。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus caused a calmness to come across the sea.
所以耶稣责备门徒的不信。
And Jesus rebuked his disciples for their unbelief.
所以不信对神来说是一个很严重的事情。
So to God, unbelief is a very serious thing.
所以在希伯来书十一章六节讲得很清楚。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it stated very clearly.
人非有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
And without faith it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他常是那寻求他的人。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我在这里不是讲我们信这位耶稣而得救的信。
Right now, the faith that I'm talking about is not the faith in Jesus Christ which gives us salvation.
这个信就是相信神每天掌管我们的生命。
But this faith is that we believe God is in control of our everyday life.
我们这个信就是讲到当我们遇到困难的时候，我们是否相信这位神。
And this faith is when we encounter problems, do we truly believe in this God?
那么这个信就是讲到当我们在处在危机的时候，我们是否相信这位神？
And this faith is when we're in the midst of crisis, do we believe in God?
那么这个信就是当我们遇到这个经济困难的时候，工作失去的时候，我们是否还相信这位神？
And this faith is when we face financial difficulties, when we lose our jobs, do we still believe in God?
所以希伯来书十一章第六节这么讲。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it says,
人非有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我们是否愿意相信这位神？
Do we truly believe in this God?
相信他每天在带领着我们。
Believe that he leads us every day.
相信这位神将会带领我们度过困境。
Believe that he will lead us through all difficulties.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们也感谢你，因为你是我们的神。
And we also thank you because you are our God.
你不会撇弃我们。
You will not abandon us.
但是很多时候我们不信。
But oftentimes we don't believe.
求主教导我们。
Please teach us.
求主教导我们从以色列人的身上所学到的。
Teach us from the lesson learned in the lives of the Israelites.
因为没有信就不能够讨你的喜悦。
Because without faith, it is impossible to please you.
求主保守带领。
Please watch over us and lead us.
We pray this in Jesus'
name.